thank you for downloading this podcast from Guymyr Baptist Church. You can find out more about our church at our website, guymyrbaptist.org.au. May God speak to you as you listen.
This morning's Bible reading is from John 15, verses 1 to 8, and it's the word of Jesus, entitled The Vine and the Branches. I am the true vine, and my Father is the gardener. He cuts off every branch in me that bears no fruit, while every branch that does bear fruit, he prunes, so that it will be even more fruitful. You are already clean because of the word I have spoken to you. Remain in me, as I also remain in you. No branch can bear fruit by itself. It must remain in the vine. Neither can you bear fruit unless you remain in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. If you remain in me and I in you, you will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing. If you do not remain in me, you are like a branch that is thrown away and withers. Such branches are picked up and thrown into the fire and burned. If you remain in me and my words remain in you, ask whatever you wish and it will be done for you. This is to my Father's glory, that you bear much fruit, showing yourselves to be my disciples. Amen.
Well, very special to be here today, and it's an absolute treat to be invited here. And Jodine, thanks for giving us the opportunity. So what I have to speak with Jodine, the rest of you will be eavesdropping. A few weeks ago, I was in the United States for a rather significant event, and you have to be careful where you take these from. Republicans have guns. But if I could have the next slide. Make America Great Again, this one for Mark. There's lots of things about parodies that have been made on this. The next one. Yes, some people thought other things. Thanks, we'll go to the next one. And there was a few different takes on what might be made great again. Maybe skate again. Make Americans read again. And of course, someone was going to say, make Jesus great again. The whole issue, I guess, for Jodine, and she would think, well, I want to make Guymyr Baptist great. And what would be wrong with wanting things to be great? And in some sense, when we hear Jesus' words that we've just had read about bearing fruit, and I know for you, Jodine, you want to have a fruitful ministry here at Guymyr, and these words of Jesus are absolutely paramount for that. There's nothing wrong with wanting to be great and to make a difference. We want to make a difference. And as you heard those words being read from John chapter 15, maybe some questions came up in your mind, like, you know, what is this fruit that really lasts? Is it really true that I can do nothing apart from him? What does it mean to remain in him? How does God prune? And what's with this sort of blank check of answered prayer that seems to be thrown into the midst? There's lots of thoughts about that, of these things. But being great, being fruitful, let's be honest, if we want to see fruitfulness in our lives, in your family, you want to see this as part of your community, you want to see this in your church, in your workplace, we would like to be fruitful. We would like to make a difference. We would like things to be great. When I Googled up images for John 15, Jesus and the vine, this is what I got. That didn't do much for me. The next one, that did even less for me. What's with this? And then a modern version, it's like an LSD trip, I think, didn't do much for me either. So the images that I came with Jesus the vine didn't really add up a lot. But let's keep it simple. What if you don't? What if you do? And what makes the difference? And Jodine, these things are for you and for all of us. What if you don't? Well, it seems that there's no life apart from the vine, no connections, no fruit. There's no Christian life without being intimately and personally connecting with Jesus. That's fairly clear. But what's with the nothing? Apart from me, you can do nothing. Because I see lots of people who are apart from Jesus that do lots of things. And when I think about my own life, I can do a lot of things without Jesus. So it can't be good works. Christians don't have a monopoly on good works. Of course, there's lots of people separated from Jesus who do good works. It can't be productivity, because we all know plenty of people who are productive who are separate from Jesus. So we can't have a monopoly on productivity, do we? It can't be religious practice, because there are people in other faiths or atheists, people who are maybe separated from Jesus and at times practice some aspect of religion, though they may try. As an old friend of mine, Brett Holston, once said, as a teenager in my car at a Christian surfers camp, "Can't we have Christian surfers without the Jesus bit? I love all this surfing and the activities and the fruits of it. Can't we have the fruit without the Jesus bit?" I had to say, no, that's not necessarily true. Or a much older man who once said to me, "Look, I live by Christian values, but I don't believe in Christ. I can have Christian values without Christ." Is it so? Is it possible? Or what have we got if we're separate from Jesus? What are you left with? You're left with yourself. You're left with yourself. You can bear the fruits of yourself. Your own limits, tainted with your own ego, shaped by your own glory, distorted with your own insecurities, at best, the best version of yourself you can make, at worst, the most corrupt version of yourself. That's what we're left with. And the end result, it talks about the fact that this fruitless life was never what God intended. In fact, it's going to be cut off. If we reject this opportunity of being connected with Jesus and bearing fruit, we reject God's potential for us, and in fact, we reject God himself. Are you a little bit worried about that? As you hear those words, you ask yourself, am I really fruitful? Am I one of the ones who's going to be cut off? Well, fruitfulness doesn't earn our salvation. We're not saying that. But fruitfulness proves your salvation. There's something about proving that you really are connected. So what if you don't? There's this fruitless life in one sense, and there's this prospect of being separated from God. What if you do? It's a fruitful life where Jesus says, look, abide in me, remain in me, and you'll bear much fruit. In fact, he goes on to say, and fruit that will last. Well, there's three things I see related to this. There's the fruit of a transformed life. And you heard of that great verse in Galatians 5:22. The Holy Spirit produces this kind of fruit in our lives: love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. There is no law against these things. This is fruit that will last. It never goes out of date, this fruit. It doesn't matter what time of society, doesn't matter what culture, doesn't matter what era, this fruit never goes out of date. That is the fruit that will last. I love Jeremiah 17. It says, blessed are those who trust in the Lord and made the Lord their hope and confidence. They're like trees planted along a riverbank with roots that reach down into the water. I love this image. Such trees are not bothered by the heat or worried by long months of drought. Their leaves stay green. They never stop producing fruit. This is fruit that will last. It's fruit that transcends circumstances. How good is that? Not only is it fruit that never goes out of date, it's a fruit that isn't determined by circumstance. You know how what it is to be loving when you're in a loving situation, to be patient if the circumstances are convenient, to be kind when the circumstances are suitable. But here's fruit that transcends circumstances. And the third thing I see is the fruit of transformed lives. And right from the beginning, God called people to be fruitful and multiply, generating more people. Jesus, when he called his disciples, remember when he said it to Peter? Peter, lay down your nets. From now on, you won't be catching fish. You'll be catching men. There's bigger fish to catch. Sometimes I remind myself in the surf when it's crowded and busy, Brett, you're not here to catch waves. You're here to catch men. There's bigger fish to catch. There are bigger fish to catch. And there's that great calling of Jesus to have a lifestyle of making disciples. People transform lives is lasting fruit. To think that you could see your family, your workplace, your school transformed. There's a great verse in Colossians that says, this great good news that came to you is going out all over the world. It's bearing fruit everywhere, just as it changed your lives from the day you first heard and understood the truth about God's wonderful grace. So there's fruit in us of transformed life that never goes out of date, that is transcends circumstance. There's the fruit of transformation in our lives around us. And what's this answered prayer bit? Because Jesus goes on to say very clearly that if we do these things, if we're seeking this sort of things, he says, and here is this opportunity that if you remain in me and my words remain in you, ask whatever you wish and it'll be done for you. It's sort of like the blank check. Now, I don't know if there's anyone here who's under the age of 30, but this here is the way money used to be done. And if you wanted to have a check and you wanted to write an amount, you could put down here the situation, and even better, if it hadn't actually been filled in, but if it was signed, I'm going to sign it here, and it's got your name on it, and now you could fill in the amount that you want. Isn't that incredible? On a piece of paper. And Jesus is saying, look, when it comes to this kind of fruit, you want love, you want peace, patience, kindness. How much would you like? Extra kindness. I've got a blank check for you. You can have as much as you want. I'm in for that. We want transformation in your community, your school, your beach, your workplace, a place where you play or work. You want my transformation to come? Oh, I've got an open checkbook for that. Please, how much do you want? But just as there's a saying that says, do you want fries with that? This one is, do you want pruning with that? Because it comes with pruning. Yes, that's an open checkbook. I'm so keen to give you as much kindness, patience, love as you want. But there's pruning comes with that open blank check. I will prune you and shape you to produce even more. You want transformation in your family, in your community. Yes, I've got an open check for that. I'll give you as much as you want. There's pruning that comes with that. There'll be pruning in your life that comes with that. It's a blank check, comes with pruning, and it's specifically designed for those fruitfulness. And really, when I thought about this sermon, I'm done. This is what I want to say, Jodine. How good to be tapped into Jesus, the life source for fruitfulness. It's like a power source I've got here. You can take a power board. You can plug in the various appliances. One, we need coffee to be fruitful. We've got all sorts of appliances we can plug in here. I've got another one. And my goodness, if you've got all of these plugged in, Jesus is a power source, and we can get this stuff together. And I reckon you can get out there, and let's just get busy. And some of you are there sighing, really? Is that what it's all about? And I'm really glad that Jesus doesn't stop just there, and so neither will I. Because Jesus goes on to say something a little more of what it really means on this fruitfulness. I'm going to read the next piece from the message. I've loved you the way the Father has loved me. Make yourself at home in my love. Where it says remain in me or abide in me, make yourself at home in my love. If you keep my commands, you remain intimately at home in my love. That's what I've done. Kept my Father's commands and made myself at home in his love. I've told you these things for a purpose, that my joy might be your joy, and your joy will be wholly mature. This is my command, love one another the way I loved you. This is the very best way to love. Put your life on the line for your friends. And you are my friends when you do the things I command you. I'm no longer calling you servants because servants don't understand what their master is thinking and planning. No, I've named you friends because I've let you in on everything I've heard from the Father. You didn't choose me. Remember, I chose you and put you in the world to bear fruit, fruit that won't spoil. And as fruit bearers, whatever you ask the Father in relation to me, he gives you. But remember the root command, love one another. It's not just about being productive, it's about being loved. And I want to finish with a treehouse, a Jamaican, and 1984. The treehouse. I was at the beginning of this year. I have a treehouse at my place, so I climb up it and I pace around there and read my Bible and pray. I was on the first rung of the ladder, and I just had this sense that God stopped me and said, Brett, for half your life, you've been living and working for me. When are you going to start living and working with me? Ouch. It was a very pointed word, and it's been one of my themes for this year. What does it mean to live with God, to work with God, not just for God? That's the difference between a servant and a friend. You hear Jesus' words? If you're a servant, you're working for God. You're living for God. If you're a friend, you're living with God, working with God. So that's been my journey this year. And a good word for you, Jodine, and for all of us, particularly those of us who are rather productive and energetic. So I've been reflecting on that a lot. But 4 weeks ago, I was in the United States, not only for this election, for a significant conference, and I was busy about running a global action sports ministry summit where we gathered people from other ministries to get together. We did this 5-day conference. I'm great. I finished with that. I can go home now. But I had another 5-day conference to go to in Orlando, a broader sports ministry. I was thinking, man, do I really have to go this? I came here for this job. The last day of that conference, we were encouraged to pray with the person next to you. What's your deepest prayer need? I've got to be honest. My deepest prayer need, I was just thinking about my own kids. Great kids, love them, great relationships. But there's certain aspects of their life, certain directions and choices that are really grieving us at times. And so I turned to my mate Hannes from Germany. There's about 250 of us, and said, well, mate, you can just pray for my kids. Many of you would pray for your children. So they're a joy and a heartache. And I was actually in tears just asking for God's work in my kids' life. But part of me was thinking, you know what? Is anyone there? Does anyone really care? Honestly, is anyone there? Does anyone care? And then they said, look, a piece was read out from Psalm 139. I had my Bible open. Psalm 139, famous one about how God knows everything. Doesn't matter where you are, you can't get away from him. Amazing word about him knitted us together in the womb. Incredible. And then there's this little line that says, how great are my thoughts about you, O Lord. Actually, it doesn't say that. It says, how great are your thoughts about me, O Lord? And it stood out to me. I was just thinking about you. 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 I went, God, you're thinking about me. Really? I don't think so. It's a big universe out there. There's a black hole in Sector 51 that's sucking in galaxies. There's a supernova in this other part of the solar system. There's a presidential election. There's Syria. I mean, God's got a lot more important things to think about than to think about me. I'm there thinking, really, is anyone there? Does anyone care? The Jamaican. Andre walks across the aisle and sits down next to me. He leans over and puts his forehead against my forehead. That's pretty close. I don't know Andre that well. And in his rich Jamaican accent says, Brett, I feel that God wants you to know that he knows you, he hears your prayer, and he cares about you. As he says to me 4 weeks ago. Okay, maybe that's why I'm here in Orlando. Because friends, I'm talking to myself here as much as anyone else, if we truly know it's not just about being productive, it's about being loved on a whole nother level, that will be the most life-changing thing. To remain in his love, to be at home in his love, and out of that, you're free. And look at the amazing words that he says. You've got the security, no greater love than this, than you lay down your life for a friend. And Jesus says, you are my friend, not a servant. You are my friend. 1984, last slide. This is the National Conference of Christian Surfers, a brash young 25-year-old man at the front saying, make Jesus happen. That's me. What was I thinking? I don't make Jesus happen. Jesus makes me happen, the best version of me, the fruitful part of me. That is the whole point. And I want to leave you with one quote, and this is a great picture here. A tree never seeks to bear fruit. It only seeks water. And when it finds water, the fruit happens. A tree never seeks to bear fruit. It just seeks water. And when it finds water, fruitfulness happens. Jodine, drink deep from the well that is Jesus. Make him your source. Gaimere Baptist, drink deep from the well of Jesus. Make him your source. And friends and visitors, whether you know this Jesus or not, there is a living relationship with a God who says, I've been thinking about you a lot for a long time, from when you were knitted together in your mother's womb. Just come. Not as a servant, as a friend. Drink deep and live a fruitful life. Let me pray for you. Oh God, I want to thank you so much for your generosity and kindness, for going so far to give your life for us. Thank you that you call us friends. I can scarcely believe it. Parts of me still doesn't believe it. We ask that we would remain in your love. Teach us how to be at home in your love, to live with you as a friend, not just as a servant. And God, we just want to say, honestly, we want to be fruitful and we're done with a fruitless life. We want to bear the fruit that only you can bring. And we invite you to come and take our lives and make that happen more and more. All this for your good name and your good purposes on this planet. Amen.